Abortion rights supporters and opponents faced off outside the Indiana State House. Both sides came here to demand what they want next in the wake of the High Court's decision. Thousands of people stood outside the State House as speakers from Planned Parenthood and Women for Change urged them to fight back against the ruling. American Civil Liberties Union of Indiana Executive Director Jane Henniger said this is a first step.
We win when we show up. We win when we stand up for our rights and the rights of others.
Speakers expressed heartbreak and frustration. Lakimba Desitir is state director for Planned Parenthood Alliance Advocates. She called on the crowd to show up next month when lawmakers will discuss abortion during a special session at the State House.
I expect to see this whole crowd in this building stacked out.
Across the State House campus, a smaller crowd of about 100 abortion opponents gathered. Indianapolis Right to Life President Mark Tuttle says the decision opens a long overdue conversation.
The Supreme Court finally sent it back to the states for us to be able to come together as Hoosiers to really talk about these issues, find out how best to protect innocent human life, as well as be there for the pregnant moms and to support moms in their need.
Abortion opponent Michael Thornsley says he supports a full ban.
I do believe that it should be across the board because even though a woman's life might be at risk, there's still a life there that needs to have a chance to live.
Abortion remains legal in Indiana, but state lawmakers appear poised to restrict it somehow early next month. Governor Eric Holcomb called for a special legislative session to approve a tax rebate. Now he says abortion access should be addressed, too. ACLU's Katie Blair is ready for that discussion.
It's time to dispel the stigma surrounding abortion. It's time to come out of the shadows and have conversations with your neighbors, your friends, and your family. Enough worrying about whether or not talking about abortion will make someone uncomfortable.
Plenty of people were ready to talk about abortion with their personal stories up front. Mary Sturger is in her 70s and from Indianapolis.
My grandmother died from coat hanger abortion that she was forced into by her husband that was running around on her. It's very personal to me.
State House Republicans have yet to say how far they'll try to restrict abortion rights and if they'll allow exceptions, such as in cases of rape. Indianapolis City County Councilor Allie Brown worries about Hoosier women who will be unable to access abortions at all.
So many of us aren't going to be able to, or don't have the money to travel, don't have the means to stay in hotels, don't have the ability to leave and pay for childcare for their current children.
But is compromise possible? It didn't appear so at another rally of abortion rights opponents at the State House. Noah Wyatt is the director of Miriam Pregnancy Counseling Center. He had to speak loudly to be heard over the chanting of abortion rights supporters.
I'm here to rattle the gates of hell with you all as we sing praises to our Lord.
Indiana's special legislative session starts July 6th.
We dissent! We dissent!
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.